News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now it's 17 minutes past 8. Sweeping new powers could be given to the Land Development Agency under plans to be considered by ministers at a key cabinet housing meeting this week. And joining us now to discuss this is Conor Skeehan, Sunday Independent columnist. Good morning to you, Conor.
Good morning.
One of the main changes it looks like that they want to bring about is the movement of the LDA away from solely the provision of public housing into private housing. What's your response to that?
Raised eyebrow, Claire, raised eyebrow. The idea of government agencies starting to move into the provision of private housing supply must ring alarm bells as a sign of both misdirection and misunderstanding of the root causes of our housing issues.
Tell me why, because again and again we have experts on this show who say the main problem with housing, both for rental and for purchase, is a lack of supply.
Yeah, everybody who has skin in the proverbial game has an interest in there being more supply. More supply is like pouring more petrol on a fire. The problem in Ireland isn't supply, it's affordability. We currently have a half dozen government agencies dealing with housing, and another one being proposed to add now with that department. We've got the LDA, we've got a new unit in Jack Chambers' department. Mm-hmm. How many more do we need? Every time we add a new one, we change the rules, we change the certainty, and we give more reason for somebody who's got land or finance the excuse to defer their decision to build until a better deal comes along.
Okay, I have to bring you back to what you said about affordability, because supply and affordability in many people's minds are intrinsically linked.
Yep.
And one of the reasons houses are not affordable is because of that lack of supply. So how do you decouple supply and affordability in what you are saying?
Yeah, that is a key issue. Affordability is linked to the fact that housing is three things at the same time. It's a human right, it's a social signifier, and it's an investment grade asset. The last one is the thing that's got to be dealt with. It's very painful to admit, but all investment assets have got to be treated equally under the tax code. And that means, for instance, capital gains tax on increases in value in housing. The moment we suck the whole value...
Even on the family home is what you're suggesting.
Even on the family home.
Okay, so if I sold my family home for 100,000, just to make the simple figures, but I bought it for 50,000, you're saying I should pay capital gains tax on that 50,000. That is politically so unpalatable. I think we both know it's never going to happen.
Well, that's the problem. So these types of solutions are always preceded by the type of binary choice that you've made of saying that capital gains tax on my family home is unacceptable. Obviously, the implementation of any tax system is bracketed by rules to ensure fair play and reasonable accommodation. So, for instance, a restriction in the number of months or years that elapse between purchasing and reselling would start to deal with that. But the reality is everybody in Ireland looks on their home as an investment grade asset. The problem is they only see it in their own terms, and they don't see what it's doing is it's fueling the rise of treating housing as an investment and not a service.
Here's a question for you, Conor, though. Supposing you brought that about, I don't see it happening, but supposing you did, would that not mean people would be much less likely to sell their homes? They'd sit on their homes, they'd try and gift them to family members, they'd try and divide them up between people and all sorts of things. And the housing supply of second-hand homes would be even further constricted.
Again, the alarmism of taking particulars like that will always deflect us from making rational decisions that are good for the totality of the economy. What's good for the totality of the Irish economy is to take the driver of investment out of housing and return it to where it should be, which is a service. President Xi in China said a house is not an investment, it's a place to live in. And he's not wrong there.
Okay. But we do believe that we have a lack of supply, of actual physical bricks and mortars because of our expanding population. And we can debate whether it's 70,000 per year or 50,000 per year or whatever it is, but there's a lack of supply. So even if what you're saying was completely true and I was to accept it, the expanding population and the lack of supply would still be driving, just simply supply and demand would be surely driving prices up anyway.
Supply and demand markets do not apply in a market where investors displace users. It's a fundamental misunderstanding of economics to think that if you supply more housing, the prices will fall. They will not. Supplying more houses brings more investors into the market.
And maybe lastly on this whole thing, if we were to do something like this and house prices either fell or stabilised in some way, would that not be a disincentive to people, developers, etc., building, and therefore, again, you see what I'm saying? We get to unpick supply and affordability when they're so intertwined and enmeshed in so many different ways. Would that not drive developers out of the market?
Well, I think your question comes to a very complex and really important issue, which is that housing development is an incredibly complex balancing act. It's a very high-risk activity where, yes, the disadvantages of lower prices have got to be balanced against the certainty that you'll sell your product. And that's the problem, is particularly by the government starting to make interventions where they enter the private market. That's a recipe for classic market distortion that will do real harm to future supply.
And so that's why you say this all of this is a bad idea.
A very bad idea.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Love to know what you all think about that. That is Conor Skeane there, Sunday Independent columnist.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.